what's going on, people? It's me. God damn it, it's me, man. It's goddamn CB, the greatest of all time, the great, you know, come on now. Who the hell is it going to be? Who else is it going to be? Other than your good old Uncle CB, and this is Bi-Loader. Bi-Loader, people. Come on now, man, come on now. We got to start the year right, you know what I'm talking about? You know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm really sorry, you know, especially to my, you know, my fans out there in the Philippines, you know, my 1% of my viewers out there from the Philippines, my 3% out there from the Vietnams. I mean, I have no idea why you won't listen to me, but whatever, man, you must think my voice is kind of funny. Well, you know what? My voice ain't funny, okay? I don't like all that. I don't like all that attention. I don't like all that stuff, man. But, you know, to them, you know, I just want to say, you know, I had a good holidays, you know. Spent Christmas with my lady friend, you know, and I spent friend, you know, not only did I just do that, but, you know, I spent New Year's with, you know, my friends and my lady friends and all that stuff, man. So it's pretty good, man. I really can't complain, you know. It's been good, you know, 2020, you know, ended out, you know, it's exactly how I wanted it to, you know, like, just, you know, except for all the other things that happened that year, but all the other stuff, man, it don't really matter, you know, because guess what, ladies and gentlemen, guess, 2021 is here, boy. That's right, 2021, man, come on now, you gotta be all excited about that, especially after, you know, 2020, you know, 2020, you know, it's all right. You know, but we got to make the best out of this year. You know, this year is going to be the best year. You know, you keep telling yourself that so you get that motivation, you know, till you do that, hey, you won't be, you know. I know, sure as hell, you know, I'm motivated, you know. I'm so motivated, I might work myself one more hour, you know. All this time, I've been saying I only want to work 5 hours a week, you know, but I'm so motivated, I want to do 6 now. You know, Uncle CB don't like talking about working more, a lot of hours, you know. 5 hours a week is too much, you know. Even 6 is way too much, you know. But, you know, you just got to do what you got to do, you know. So I'm a little extra motivated to just work just a little extra harder, you know, to get to those goals in life, you know, to get to those things that you want to do in life, you know. Sometimes you just got to motivate yourself and you got to be like, hey, it's going to be okay. Well, that's right. I know, I sure as hell feel like it's going to be all right, you know. So I really can't complain, you know. It's a goddamn, but you know what thing also too, you know, the pandemicers didn't go away, I'll tell you that much. You know, Uncle Covito didn't go away, you know. Everybody's thinking that he probably went away, and I'm like, no, he didn't go away, you know. It's just a different day, you know, for him. He don't give a fuck. He'll be like, well, guess what? What? Well, you're going to get sick. Man, all right, you know, then whatever happens to that after happens to that, you know. So whatever, you know, the only thing I could tell you, you know, be out there, you know, make sure you do your social distancers, you know, 6 inches, you know, and then make sure that you also do, you know, your social distancers for that, and you know, make sure you got your mask on, you know. If you want to be like, you know, face shield man, you know, just wear a face shield, you'll be all right. If you don't wear a mask, you'll be fine, because apparently, you know, in the hospitals, they do the same, so I guess that's all right, you know. Air don't go, you know, air only travels in one direction, which is towards your face, so, you know, you don't have to think about, you know, it going sideways, downwards, you know, upwards. No, you don't have to worry about that, you know, like, north, you don't have to worry about all that, you know, right? That's what I remember, you know, like, air only travels only one direction, right? You know? Only towards your face, right? That's what I think, you know. So, to those who are wearing face shields, you know, I don't know. I just kind of just validated my point that you're a goddamn idiot, you know. Wear a goddamn mask too, okay? But, you know, if you want to be like that man, you know, be a face shield man, then yeah, go ahead, man. Do what you got to do, you know. See if Uncle Beto don't come after you, you know. You know, it's kind of like the bad boys, you know. It's kind of like the damn Bad Boys song, you know. But bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Well, Kobe will come after you, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be worried about that. But, man, aside from all that, you know, went on a little bit of a tangent there. I really do feel like this year is going to be the best year ever of T&M. I mean, I can't really complain, you know, all the other years that I have been on the air, you know, and I've been doing this for quite some time now, you know. Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, too, another thing before I even say anything else, you know, thank you for the 20 cents that I made last week, you know, that's pretty good, you know. I can get myself, well, how many Bazooka Joes I can give today? Well, I can get myself four Bazooka Joes, you know. My mathematics is still all that good, you know, so I'll be all right to get, you know, tackle that in my head. But I want to thank all y'all, you know, for supporting me and do what you got to do, you know, do your thing, you know. Well, I tell people all the time, you know, hey, man, I only need 10 minutes of your life. 10 minutes of your life, I could change everything, you know. I could change you how you, you know. Especially this goddamn Uncle CB, you know. Uncle CB likes to treat you good, you know. That's why they call me Uncle CB. Well, why do they call me Uncle CB? But hey, whatever, you know. The other day where I was amongst my friends, they'd be like, hey, you ain't a white man. I'd be like, what the hell are you talking about? I got the damn Florida tan. You know, I got the darker tan. You know, I got that, you know, I got that Daytona 500 tan. Daytona's in Florida, right? Yeah, I think so. So, yeah, man, you know, I just want to say, yeah. They're trying to question what the hell I am. But, man, you know what? I don't like all that. I don't like all that, man. You know what? I got that Florida tan, you know. Got that little bit. I'm a little bit darker than most people, but it is what it is, you know. Well, if you ever met a Florida man, think you would understand. But, you know, I guess until then, I guess you won't, you know. So you're just going to have to be like, well, man, I don't know. He might be right. And they're like, that's right. You know what? Because, you know, Uncle CB ain't right. Well, it ain't goddamn right, I'll tell you that much. Well, man, like I said before, that's going to be the best goddamn year ever. I'm looking forward to it, to be honest. As far as what I'm going to do, like I said, I'm going to be excited, man. I'm going to work one more hour. One more. Seis horas, you know. Por semanas. And I might get that part-time job, too. You know, I could be a Spanish interpreter. It's going to be pretty good if I get that job, you know. They'll be like, ay. You know, well, they probably won't say all that. But, you know, they're going to be like, ay. Necesitos, you know, my sis, they be like, the hell are you talking about? Like, you need to talk to me in goddamn English, right? See, that's how it's gonna go. You know? Because in America, you know, we speak American, so, you know. As far as I'm concerned, I'm speaking American right now. So, you know, if you feel some kind of way about that, you know. That's why, you know, you could just be, on your merry way, you go listen to something else, you know. But that's what I'm about, you know. Uncle CB's all about that, you know. I mean, he likes talking in Spanish from time to time. I mean, come on, now, that's gonna make him his monies, you know. That's what I do, you know, to make my bread, to make my, you know, 5 hours a week, you know, on the clickety clackies. That's what I've been doing actually lately. But yeah, I can't complain. Some people would, though. But I won't. Because I'd be like, man, I don't give a fuck. Uncle CB is right. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? This is the greatest of all time. Who else could it be but me? Uncle CB. And I'm out. I mean, am I? I guess so. I'm just really excited, you know, and be like, hey, man, you know, I need to eat me my leftovers, you know. I got me some, you know, got me some good, you know, some good Southern comfort, you know. And I'm not talking about the food. I'm talking about the damn drink. This is Uncle CB. This is the greatest of all time. And I'm out.